Vocabulary.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Neil.
Neil, like your hat.
Thank you very much.
It's great.
It's cold outside, so I thought it would be sensible to wear a woolly hat.
Yes.
My ears are very sensitive to the cold.
I've noticed your ears looking a little bit red of a morning, occasionally, Neil. And the words sensible and sensitive are good examples of today's topic. The two words look and sound similar, but they have very different meanings. And in this programme, we're going to talk about more pairs of words that people sometimes get mixed up.
Now, let's hear about Mike. He was in a shop yesterday when he made a mistake.
Think about this question while you listen. What mistake did Mike make in the shop?
Mike felt bored. He was watching a boring film about plants in the desert.
I know. I'll make a cake, he thought. We'll have it for dessert.
The recipe looked easy, just a few ingredients. But when Mike checked the contents of his cupboard, there wasn't any sugar. He went to the shop and bought some.
The cake looked great, but it tasted horrible.
Mike checked the receipt. He'd bought salt by mistake.
So, we asked you, what mistake did Mike make in the shop?
And the answer is, he bought salt instead of sugar.
Yes, the receipt said salt, but the recipe, of course, said sugar.
The nouns receipt and recipe look very similar, but they have different meanings. A receipt, R-E-C-E-I-P-T, is a document that shows you have paid money for something.
Yes, and a recipe, R-E-C-I-P-E, is a set of cooking instructions.
Listen to a clip from Mike's story. Can you spot two more confusing words?
He was watching a boring film about plants in the desert.
I know. I'll make a cake, he thought. We'll have it for dessert.
So that's desert and dessert.
Yep. Now, a desert is an area of land where very little can grow and there's very little water. Desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, has one S. But dessert, D-E-S-S, E-R-T, has two S's. A dessert is a sweet food course that we eat at the end of a meal. Right, moving on. Neil, what do you do when you're bored?
Well, I find making cakes boring.
Really?
Yeah, when I'm bored, I knit.
You knit?
Yeah.
Of course, the hat, the woolly hat.
Yes, I knitted this woolly hat.
It's fantastic.
Bored and boring, both adjectives, but with very different meanings.
Bored, B-O-R-E-D, describes how someone is feeling when they're not interested in something. Boring, B-O-R-I-N-G, describes a thing that is not very interesting. Right, let's have another clip.
The recipe looked easy. Just a few ingredients. But when Mike checked the contents of his cupboard, there wasn't any sugar.
The words ingredients and contents both mean things that are part of something else. Individual ingredients are things that we put together to make something, usually food, a cake, for example. Contents are all the separate items inside something like a box or a cupboard.
6 Minute Vocabulary. From bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about confusing words.
And it's time for a quiz. Choose the correct word. Number one. I can't eat ice cream. My teeth are too... Is it A, sensible, or B, sensitive?
And it's B, sensitive.
Well done, if you got that right. Number two. Very little rain falls in the... Is it A, desert, or B, dessert?
And the answer is A, desert.
And number three. I had to wait an hour for my appointment. I got really... Is it A, boring, or B, bored?
And the answer is B, bored.
And that's the end of the quiz. Well done, if you got them right.
And it's almost the end of the programme.
But before we go, here's today's top tip for learning vocabulary. Say new words out loud as you learn them. The word stress will help you to remember which is the correct word to use if you're not so sure.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Vocabulary.
Goodbye.
Bye.
6 Minute Vocabulary from the BBC.